The following program is a collection of Stooges talking about the happenings in the automotive detailing industry. It is meant to be comedic and informative. The opinions expressed on the show do not necessarily reflect the beliefs of their peers, their boss, or their ad partners. There may be some cuss words because that's how grown-ups talk in the real world. If you are a young, please seek permission before watching or listening any further.
Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and I am your host. So we're going to do something a little bit different tonight. We had scheduled a episode, and Jason is kind of just overwhelmed with his schoolwork right now. He's got to get a paper done. Our guest was just needing some extra time, so I didn't want to just skip another, week because we didn't have a guest for Friday, so we didn't have a podcast go out Sunday. So I didn't want to wait until, this Sunday before we go to SEMA to release one. So what I did was, some of you guys might have watched the live that I did when I went to the Dr. Beasley's training at Sky's the Limit Car Care here in Sanford, Florida. If you didn't, well, be prepared. You're going to get to hear the audio on it. I figured I would put this together in like a little podcast because I thought the information was really good. Chris Ricana was there from Dr. Beasley's, and he was talking about their new nano surface polishes or primer polishes. It was really interesting to kind of hear how they work, what goes into them, why they're different than any other NSPs. Kind of like the main one that most people use is probably going to be Essence, whereas the Dr. Beasley's ones are actually have a cut in it, and Chris actually explains that in his little demonstration or whatever. So it's not going to be as long as a normal episode. There's not going to be any commercials just because I couldn't really put them all in there. So sorry to our ad sponsors. You guys know who they are. Please go support them. Without them, we can't do all the cool stuff, that we do. So please go and support those guys, buy stuff from them, use the coupon code so that they know that you guys are coming from the podcast, so they know that their money is well spent. So yeah, I mean, that's kind of it. I hope you guys enjoy it. It's probably about 20 minutes or so of Chris kind of explaining the NSPs. And then there's about maybe 2 minutes or so at the end that I kind of chopped up some of the audio from when we were playing around with doing some tests on panels. I cut out kind of the buffing areas because nobody wants to listen to a flex machine run at, six, or a Rupes machine run at six for, 2 or 3 minutes. I just try to cut out to the audio to where we're talking about, what came out, what didn't come out. There's some sandpaper that was used, things like that. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. I look forward to seeing anybody at SEMA that's going to be there. Please come find me. I'll be rocking Aquatech shirts for most of the days, but I do have my King Tour 2023 shirt that I'll be wearing too. Let's jump into the episode. Hope you guys enjoy. Thanks.
I understand that everything Dr. Beasley's comes from a need basis. So Jim came out of the venture capital world and had that entrepreneurial itch and wanted something of his own. So that's when he bought this building in Chicago in the Lincoln Park neighborhood. And there is actually hair shop, and he kind of partnered with some guys who, you know, he knew about running a business, didn't know about turning a wrench. So he partnered with some guys, and you know what happens with partnerships? Partnerships don't work. Eventually they usually almost always fall apart. So whatever reason, that they went their own separate ways. So then Jim decided to open, he saw an opening in this market, because the Lincoln Park neighborhood of Chicago is kind of a frou-frou, hoity-toity neighborhood, you know, lots of you know, so in the area, all the car washes were your usual kind of car wash. Even the hand car washes were still kind of like, you know, using the same mitt, still kind of a converted old center, kind of dirty, kind of like not the place for a family thing. So that's when he opens up this hand car wash that, you know, has a beautiful waiting room, you know, with leather club chairs in it, which I actually sold him. And then it is, you know, as far as the whole experience, everything is more luxury, basically. So he gets in the business and he finds a lot of the chemicals that he's buying are not up to his standards. His guys start complaining that their hands are drying out as they're washing 300 cars a day through this hand car wash. So Jim, you know, while his, you know, career path had been, you know, in the financial world, his first love and his undergrad is actually in chemistry. So now you get to like, oh, he gets to go and bust out his chemistry set and be in his happy place now, because that's what he loved to do when he was younger. So he, you know, which is not hard to do, formulate a car wash soap. And so that's where it kind of started.
That's about,
you know,
what year?
This is the 2000, right around 2000, I want to say maybe 2002, because I hadn't met him yet at this point. So he opens up Simon's Shine Shop, is the original name, now Simon's Detail. Leaving behind with the traditional polish or compound, whether it's anything else that's out there, is considered a contaminant in the eyes of a ceramic coating. That's what's going to hinder the adhesion of that ceramic to follow. So that's why you have to come back with an IPA wipe. And that's where the problem was. Jim's like, how do you know? How do you, like 110,000%, how do you know you got everything with that IPA wipe? You're never for sure. Corey and I were talking about it yesterday. Does it twice just to be sure. But are you sure? I mean, there's no way, there's no like, let me get my magic light and see if there's anything left over here. You know, it's, you can't CSI it kind of thing. So that's where he spends, you know, a couple years inventing nanogel. So that's the biggest breakthrough with this. Now, it is a totally unique product, because not only is the carrier unique to the nano surface primers, but also the abrasive. So first the abrasive. Normal, you know, everywhere else you have non-diminishing and diminishing abrasives. This is a non-diminishing abrasive here. Now, in the non-diminishing abrasive world, it's generally what Mike Phillips would call rocks in a bottle, right? They're highly consistent in size, highly inconsistent in shape. So that means as that abrasive is rolling across the paint, you know, A, sizes can be different, but also is that riding on an acute angle, an obtuse angle, a right angle? So your cut can be different. So you end up going further than you can than you have to. With the nano surface primers, our abrasive is a microsphere. This is an engineered abrasive. So that means man-made in a lab, perfectly shaped sphere with near infinite cutting facets in it. So this serves us well in two ways. Number one, highly consistent in size. You know, no longer is there that variation, because now we have an engineered abrasive. Bang, 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 same size every single time. Also, as that microsphere is abrading the surface, no matter where it is, it's the same cut. It's not obtuse, it's not acute, it's not that variation that you have with a traditional abrasive. So the advantage of the microsphere as an abrasive is a more efficient material removal. So basically, traditional polishes and compounds are going to take off more clear coat off the surface than something like this, okay? So this is crucial, obviously, for new car services when we're dealing with hopefully 4 mils of paint on the panel. This is also crucial when it comes to, you know, older cars. You want, you know, they're only original once. Angel knows this better than anybody. The example I always use, customer had a original paint 930 turbo in Venetian blue, so in rare color, and he had paint meter readings around 3 to 3.5. You know, he has rock chips, he has this, again, original paint, you know, 40-year-old 930. But he wants to be able to protect it and he wants to be able to preserve it, right? Porsche guys, that's what they're really into. Is they want to drive it, but they want to preserve it. So the idea is we came through with the 45. You know, and 45, well, the number refers to the size of the abrasive. So again, I said microspheres, so they're measured in microns. This is 0.45 microns in diameter, 0.95 microns in diameter, 1.5 microns in diameter. Finishing, fine cut, heavy cut, essentially. So with this 930 turbo, we didn't really want to cut. All we really wanted was to kind of exfoliate the surface, right? Get off all the crap off the surface so we can lay down a coating and preserve this beautiful 930 turbo. So that's what we did with the 45. Enough just to lay down some gloss, give you some clarity, but anything, but more than anything, maintaining as much factory clear coat on the car as we can. So that was the solution for that customer. So anyway, when it comes to the more important part of this, in my opinion, the microsphere is nice, but it's all about the nanogel. That really solved the enigma of being able to give you guys a product that can do two things. And this is very rare in any industry for any product to be able to claim to offer you greater efficiency as well as greater effectiveness. Now, you're going to gain efficiency when you implement in this in your system if your end game is a ceramic coating, okay? So if that's your end game, if it's your end game is wax, okay, it doesn't really matter because you can polish whatever the hell you want and carnauba it and it's fine. Now, in a ceramic coating, if we kind of look at the way the protection works and why we love these ceramic coatings is based on the nature of the bond, right? A traditional wax is going to make a physical bond with the substrate versus your ceramic coating crosslinks and bonds and becomes one with your clear coat. Again, why it's so highly sensitive to the prep steps, right? So as we are abrading the surface with our nano surface primers, the difference here is, and this is why we call them primers, because what's the Webster's dictionary definition of a primer? It's a positive. We're leaving something that's going to benefit us behind versus a polish or a compound, which leaves a negative. It cuts and it does and polishes, but in the end, you're leaving behind those silicones, the oils, and those other things that are contaminants. This is a positive because as you're abrading the surface, now you're laying down that foundation of nanotechnology. You're essentially you're laying down that bottom layer of Velcro. And that bottom layer of Velcro is just sitting there waiting for that top layer of Velcro, that nanotechnology protection to come down on top, and that's how you're gonna attain the most durable possible bond and completely eliminate the possibility of coating failure. Now, one of our trainers, I like to tell this story because, I mean, this is why I get so excited about this product is because I believe in it. I know it's gonna help detailers, again, make it more efficient because easy math here, guys, you're skipping the IPA wipe. Saves time, eliminates risk, more money in your pocket, right? So that's easy math. So that's your efficiency. But again, your effectiveness, your coatings, and this is where whether it's a Beasley's coating, CarPro, IGL, System X, I have guys all over the place that use other coatings, but they are using our nano surface primers because they're seeing the durability go beyond what they're expected to. You know, this is, you want to deliver that as advertised performance of any ceramic coating. This is how you guarantee it. Because again, we are laying down that foundation of nanotechnology instead of leaving behind contaminants like silicone oils and all that sort of stuff. So what Zach Smith, Pittsburgh Pro Car Care, he won an IG contest for a suite of nano surface primers. And what do people do when they win free shit? They put it on the shelf and they forget about it because you value what you pay for something. So several months go by. I get hired by Dr. Beasley's in the meantime, and I start doing what I do. I get, hey, Jim hires me. Here's all our current customers and anyone we've ever had contact with. Great. Bing. Phone call, phone call, phone call, phone call. So I happen to talk to Zach through these, going through my call list. And, hey, how you doing? Introduce myself, this and that, whatever. He's like, yeah, whatever, you know, like a lot of people, like a lot of detailers. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Because at this point, I'm trying to sell coating. So everyone's like, yeah, I got a coating, I'm good. And then the interesting thing, and this is where it's like, you know, I hate to think life is predetermined, but there is kismet out there. Because not more than a few weeks after that phone call, a car came back in. And now this car was a service that they had performed and put a 1-year coating on it. But the difference was they had prepped it with the nano service primers. For whatever reason, when that car came in 18 months earlier, Zach told his manager, Artie, grab the NSPs, let's prep it with those and see what happens. So this car comes in 18 months after this 1-year coating has been installed, and Artie calls Zach, like, the building's on fire, like, you got to get down here. And Zach comes down, you know, they're showing him the water, like, okay, it looks like a nicely coated car. Why are you freaking out about this? He's like, because it's XYZ coating that we did 18 months ago. And he's like, holy shit. And that's when it came together with Zach. And then Zach called me back. And then he and I became fast friends to the point where now he is an authorized trainer for us because he is 1,000% bought in to the point where his manager of his shop said he will quit if he were ever to drop the nano surface primers because they've made his life so much easier. And this is where I get passionate about these products because this is what I hear from you guys. It's not because I've done it. You guys know where I am. I'm on the phone. I'm on an airplane. I'm on my computer. You know, if I'm on a buffer, it's for half a hood while we're filming it. And then it's like, okay, guys, go, someone, guys who actually do, you come finish, please. You know, so this is why I know these products are for real and how I am absolutely 100% positive. If you guys give them their opportunity to work with you, because here's the thing. And Corey kind of ruined my theory yesterday because he picked up the nano surface primer and got it like that. You know, like I'm waiting for him. Like I'm gonna show everyone my hack when you over apply it and don't work it long enough. And because if you can't pull it off the paint, the hack is a little distilled water and kind of resets it. You know, and you can pull it all off.
Like after he like was telling me about it, I was like, oh, this is, okay, so it does some really cool stuff, but it's gonna be hard to work with.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't hard to work with for me.
Most detailers, there's going to be a learning curve, and that's really my fear is. I'm not familiar with this. I'm going
to
go with like, I mean, because my background was griots. I celebrated an entire supply closet of griots garage and a Porter cable buffer before I got into this industry, right? So the first time I ever used this shit, 2-3 rounds around the pad and woo, and just like go to wipe it off, boom, hit the brakes, like this shit's not coming off, you know? So, and it was miserable. And I could see where a lot of people would just be like, fuck this. Right back there, and I'm going to go to over here. I know how to use this. I know my process. But if you give it the opportunity and kind of work with it and open your mind a little bit, because the biggest thing that I find guys have is, number one, you're not priming your pad. Here's the general concept. If we're correcting this truck, an enhancement, we're going to use less than an ounce. A full-on correction, we might use an ounce to an ounce and a half over the entire truck. We have done the consumption testing. Even with 2-step corrections, I've yet to see our guys use more than 2 ounces of an NSP to do an entire vehicle. So again, wrap that around your head, the fact that you're not going to prime your pad, and when you do it, a couple pea-sized drops and incredible run times. You know, the other, this, like as Corey experienced yesterday, a nice ancillary happy accident kind of benefit of the nano gel, it runs cooler than silicones and oils. So again, easier on your pads, easier on your equipment, easier on the paint. I can run it longer, push a little bit harder, and you're not going to burn through. Okay? But the thing is, again, you have to understand that as you're working it, you do have to work it through its working cycle. Okay? If you are seeing a lot of product on the surface, it's going to be miserable takeoff. Takeoff should be dusting your coffee table. That should be, when you're doing it right, that's how it's done. And you watch the guys who use these time and again, like especially the Magic Man in our shop in Chicago, he works this shit till it damn near disappears. I don't even see it on the surface. And he's just done it.
If you don't work it down that far and you can still feel it, but I mean, mm-hmm. not hard to take off. Like there was a couple times when I was rushing to finish that last half hood so I could get back to work.
Yeah.
The videos and everything. That section I did faster, and I was a little bit like it was still no problem for me, but mm-hmm. a little bit of pressure. So the question is, if you don't work it down to nothing, in fact, let's say you go on the opposite extreme and you leave way too much on there, mm-hmm. then but you're able to wipe it off and mm-hmm. you take it off. Does that impede the coating or it bond, as far as the bond does? Say you got the correction, it was just a little harder to take off. Is there any impedance to the coating bonding to it and it bonding to the paint?
So if you have product still left on the surface, you know, and you got to push it. Short answer is no, you don't have to continue to work it till it disappears to maintain its effectiveness.
Yeah.
But so what I
that's a good idea to do.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to understand to make sure that, like, you know, what are the...
If you do the distilled water hack, don't worry about it. You're fine. Coat over it.
But
as long
you
as
you don't have to use the water and you still have to wipe it off.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's still fine.
Still fine. Okay. So another little bit of a hack, especially with like this product or Z1. So again, we kind of went over the 45, 95, 150. If your end game is a crosshatch coating, you know, not spray bottle, you know, a 3, 5, 7, whatever you're coating, this is the realm I'm sticking in. Now, if I want to offer, say, like a value type service, Z1 is an AIO, okay? So this has amped up nanotechnology where I can correct and then leave behind a ceramic coating. Yeah, this is not a Mike Phillips class, so we can use chairs. And so, yes, I can. So Z1's going to leave a coating that's serviceable up to 1 year. And I will tell you right now, it is a slow sheeting coating. But you know who loves this stuff? I sell it to, I have a dealership group, Porsche and Audi. And they got to do cars on a lot. And you know what they don't have to do is worry about washing those cars every single time. And do you think they're sitting there with the stopwatch like, the water sheeted off in a minute and a half on this one and in a minute on this one? Like, they don't give a rat's ass how fast it sheets off. They just know they have 110 cars in the lot and it rained and there's no water on the panels because it sheeted off. They don't really care how fast. But anyway, so this is something that I like to see guys offer as kind of like your aperitif into the ceramic realm. You want to transition someone over from polymer sealants into ceramics. Okay, sir or ma'am, I have my Z1 service for $800. So we're going to go ahead and do a one-step correction. It's also going to leave behind a one-year coating. However, if you want our Nano LS10 add-on, for an extra $199, we can give your paint an extra snap of gloss and slickness, as well as we are going to coat your trim, the metal, your lights, and your windows, including your windshield. Would that upgrade be something that interests you? And 9 out of 10 times they're going to say yes, especially if you finish on windshield, because they don't give a rat's ass that you're going to coat their trim. They don't care that you're going to coat their lights, and they don't care that you're going to coat their windows, but they love the fact that you're going to coat your windshield. But again, what they don't know is Nano LS10 as a spray-on multi-surface ceramic, it would be a pain in the balls to try to just coat the paint. I'm going to go over everything anyway. You know what I mean? Customer doesn't know that. There's nothing wrong with it. They don't have to know that. But again, for a $9.99 package, and especially you combine these two, like I say, up to 1 year on this one, like this is the difference between sales and marketing, right? Marketing is going to tell you what it could do under perfect circumstances. Sales, if you're good in sales, is all about under promise and over deliver. So this in its, on its own, you know, you got months of durability. This on its own, depending on prep and a million other factors, weeks to, you know, months of durability. Put them together, 1 year all day long. You know, as long as they take reasonably decent care of the car. You'll get 1 year out of this combo for it, and that's something you can sell value to your customer, $9.99, and you can make cash on this because of this process. The beautiful thing about Nano LS10, I'll probably do two sprays on the side of this bed, one spray on each door, and go all the way around the car. And also, guys, sun safe, by the way. The only coating that I know of that's on the market that you can actually use in direct sunlight, I've used it in direct sunlight on 140 degree paint. And tell you the honest guy truth, I like it better on $140 degree paint than I do on cool paint. For some reason, it's cleaner than the wipe off. But anyway, this is a product that has incredible hang time. So a lot of times what we'll do in our process is we'll literally go down the side of the vehicle, spray, 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 come back to the nose, level it out. And this is a self-leveling coating. But the whole idea is I'm just going to give it a sweeping spray, and then I'm going to make sure I have total coverage. Not worried about even coverage, just total coverage. And then I can come back and do my final buff off. And again, it's got that kind of hang time. I'm not worried about high spots. If by some way you get LS10 and LS10 high spot, which I still have yet to see because it's got such a long hang time, like all of our coatings, they're cannibalistic. Thank you, Levi Gates. I stole that term from him. They are cannibalistic coatings, so you can go back, re-emulsify, and pull it right off. That's across the board for any of our coatings. So the real nice combo here, though, is, guys, and kind of a little bit of a hack for the professionals. Again, it's all about efficiency, right? You can kind of, Jim would probably have my head for saying this, but you can half-ass the takeoff of your Z1 and then kind of clean up the takeoff with your LS10 and bring you to that kind of really nice, brilliant gloss and just crank it out, you know. So this is a super, super efficient service right here. So from what I understand, what I'm told for detailers, 150 is can be capable of this. No problem with 2000 and 2500, obviously finer than that. But generally, 1500, lighter 1500s. But let's see how light. Who's better at it in here, Alex? You wouldn't do sanding marks. Oh, wait, you're.
I got too many.
Come on. Come on, grow another hand, Alex. Come on. Do we want to block it? Or?
It's easier to work here, probably.
All right. Pretty good.
Chad, you got a challenge now.
Is that messed up well enough? Here, I'm going to switch out. And I'm going to do this.
I feel like I draw.
What is that? More aggressive?
Yeah, this is a force gray. So a little trick, guys, when you're loading up your pad, you just come to the side and kind of squeeze your little dollop out and kick it on the side like that. It usually helps it stick, because a lot of times if you go like this, you get that. So that's why if you do that little kick on the side, it helps kind of glue it on there.
Oh, okay. Right on that probe. Chad, what happened?
I mean...
So another interesting thing you can do, guys, you can water boost this stuff. So if you needed a quick, like, half cycle, you know, because you were saying you got to kind of run it through its working time, right?
Spritz.
So a quick spritz of distilled water, get another half cycle out of it. I don't think it's we had
some.
But that's not bad, though. That was, what, 1,500 grit sandpaper?
Yeah.
And then the 150, right?
1,500 grit, 150 on a force gray. Six passes, moderate pressure on a beast. But yeah, I mean, that's about what from what I understand from listening to detailers, 1500 is about the line for 150, you know. And if it's, again, I was kind of looking at it, I saw one real deep gouge I got in. Yeah, this one right there. I got a little overly aggressive with it because, why not? You got to see where the line is, right?
Yeah.
How do you know where the line is if you don't cross it once in a while?
But still, a customer probably wouldn't even see that.
No.
I mean, it's not even really picking up on camera.
But again, this is where 2,000, like how many guys when they're sanding finish on 1,500? You know, most guys step it down anyway.
Right.
So.
Okay. So that was the Dr. Beasley's NSPs. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I know it was kind of a thrown together, whatever, but. You know, hey, whatever. It was at least 30 minutes of your time. Please make sure you go, you know, follow us, like, share, subscribe, you know, hit the notification button and all that stuff wherever you're listening to it. Please love 5-star reviews. If you're going to MTE February 1st through the 3rd in 2024 here in sunny Orlando, Florida, use the code DSP15. That'll save you 15% off of your tickets to the show, whether it's the Education Day Expo combo or just the Expo. We're like 30 away from 1,000 on TikTok. Man, I would love to get that, you know, right before we go to SEMA next week. So if you could, please go give us a follow on TikTok. If you're on there, it's the Detail Solutions Pod. Jason's doing a pretty good job of throwing up some clips from the show. I'm having a blast messing around with CapCut, doing some little things on, you know, why you should like the podcast or follow the podcast, all that fun stuff. So, and again, if you're out at SEMA, please make sure you find me. I'd love to meet everybody. Hopefully we'll get some international people, shake hands, give hugs. All that fun stuff. I will be there with some wireless mic so that we can record stuff, get some content to piece together for down the line. All right. As always, we very much appreciate everybody supporting the podcast, listening to the show. Thank you so much. And yeah, have a great day, night, weekend, whenever you're listening to us. And Vegas, baby, Vegas.